Welcome back to Called It, the First Hurst 2026 devotional for Easter. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes through Easter Sunday. And make plans this week to attend our somber and very special Good Friday service at either First Hurst campus at 6:30 p.m. Then be with us to celebrate our risen Savior on Easter Sunday morning. The Norwood campus will get an early start at 8 a.m., with services also at 9:30 or 11 a.m., or the Trails campus at 10:15 a.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Easter.
Wednesday, April 1st, The Pangs of Death by Kyle Marcus. There's a moment in the song, Christ is Risen, by Matt Maher, when the bridge hits, the music pulls back and the church sings boldly, O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? O church, come stand in the light. The glory of God has defeated the night. That's a bold thing to sing, especially if you've ever stood at a graveside. Most of us are more familiar with the sting of death than we'd like to be. Families gathered around a casket, feeling the heaviness in the room. Tears that didn't stop when the funeral service ended. See, death doesn't politely interrupt our lives. It tears through them. It leaves a wound that aches long after everyone else has gone home. And in Acts chapter 2, Peter uses a striking phrase. He said, God raised Jesus up, loosing the pangs of death. The word pangs is vivid. It's the language of childbirth in a time before epidurals and birthing centers. It's intense, overwhelming. The kind of pain that makes you wonder if you can endure one more second. That's the image that Peter chooses for death. And death did what death always does. It wrapped its hands around Jesus. It brought real suffering, real agony, real final breaths. See, the cross was not symbolic pain. It was crushing, suffocating, public humiliation, and torture. And yet, Peter says something astonishing. It was not possible for him, Jesus, to be held by it. Not difficult, not unlikely, not possible. Jesus had already called it. He told his disciples that he would suffer. He told them that he would be killed. He told them that he would rise. So when the pangs came, when the nails were driven and the stone was rolled into place, it wasn't chaos. It wasn't a tragic plot twist in the story. It was exactly what he said would happen. But here's what we can't miss. The pangs of death aren't just about physical dying. See, Scripture speaks of a deeper anguish, eternal separation from God. The weight of sin, the judgment that we deserve, that is the ultimate sting. That's the victory hell thought that it had secured. And that's what Jesus stepped into. On the cross, he didn't just experience physical pain. No, he bore the full weight of our sin. He absorbed the judgment. He entered into the intolerable anguish so that you and I would never have to face eternal separation from God. And then God raised him. And when Jesus walked out of that tomb, he didn't just survive execution, he shattered death's claim. He exposed hell's supposed victory as temporary and powerless against the glory of God. And so that's why we can sing those words without pretending that grief isn't real. Death still stings. We still weep. And funerals are still heavy. But because of Jesus, death no longer has the final word. The night is not ultimate. The grave is not permanent. And so, church, when we sing, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, hell, where is your victory?" we aren't denying the pain. We are declaring that it doesn't win. Oh, church, come stand in the light. The glory of God has defeated the night, because it was not possible for him to be held by death. Because it couldn't hold him, it won't hold those who belong to him either. The grave is no longer our destiny. Resurrection is. And so because of that, where do you still feel the sting of death in your own life? And what would it look like to stand in the light of Christ's victory there?
Thank you for listening to Called It. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Easter season through April 5th. For a printable PDF version of Called It, visit firsthurst.com/Easter. Copyright 2026 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.